Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Heidi Arthur, the Chief Campaign Development Officer for the Ad Council. And today we're going to be talking some Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month topics, this time mainly pertaining to veteran suicide awareness and prevention. So Heidi, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Thank you for having me today.
So it's pretty common that you see veterans really face, they have some troubles when they try and reintegrate into civilian life after service. So can you just walk us through some common stresses that veterans might face in civilian life?
Sure, and they're not that dissimilar from stressors that many people face in our country, but being a veteran creates a unique set of circumstances. Transitioning out of active duty can be very stressful for many service members who have just left the military, and research indicates that these times of adjustment also increase the risk of suicide and may involve difficult situations, such as dealing with physical health issues, career growth and obstacles, financial struggles, issues with relationships, and more. So these are all circumstances that veterans can face that really increase their risk of suicide if they don't address them or they become a crisis.
And then let's kind of talk about the importance of addressing these things. So why is it important for veterans to reach out if they are struggling?
Well, the good news is suicide is preventable and there is hope. And there's a host of resources that are designed to address certain emotions and feelings that you might be experiencing or the life struggles that you're currently facing. And if you go to va.gov/reach, everything's organized in a way that is easy to navigate, where veterans and their family and friends can find resources, ways to help yourself, and other services that may help you with the struggles that you're facing.
Now, so when these veterans reach out, what resources are they going to find that are available to them?
Well, there are resources related to circumstances. If you're finding yourself with a career transition, there's career counseling. There's certain resources that are designed to help with job placement. If you're having a relationship issue, understanding what to do, what to say, how to navigate it. And then, of course, if you're experiencing real mental health struggles, understanding signs, symptoms, and access to resources through the VA.
Now, moving on to kind of a broader scale, how can everyone be a part of the solution to kind of helping veterans with these struggles?
Well, the good news is that everyone has a role to play, and that's why we truly appreciate you covering this issue today. You know, veterans are often the first to help others, but sometimes it can be hard for them to ask for help or to accept it for themselves. So the new campaign that we just launched is really designed to focus on family and friends who all have a role to play. People close to veterans are often the first to notice when they might be struggling, so letting a veteran know that you're there for them can help start a conversation. And if you don't know a veteran, you can show your support for the issue on our site, va.gov/reach. We have social media content easily usable by anybody to post in your own social channels showing how much you care and support veterans.
Well, Heidi, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, again, everyone has a role to play. It's preventable. There is hope, and we encourage listeners to go to va.gov/reach.
Well, Heidi, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to talk with us. We really appreciate it. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.